Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Happy Sunday, everybody. Something kind of struck me this morning. I think one of the most interesting books in the Bible actually is Proverbs, and that's one that we hardly ever read out of. And so this morning I said, okay, God, where do you want me to go this morning? I want to do something a little different. I just want to read something different. So I open up my Bible, and it comes right to Proverbs 18. So I'm going to read Proverbs 18 this morning because there's a lot of good stuff in Proverbs that we don't really think about and are so true. I mean, Solomon wrote these words so many years ago, and they're just so relevant to today. An unfriendly person pursues selfish ends and against all sound judgment starts quarrels. Fools find no pleasure in understanding but delight in airing their own opinions. When wickedness comes, so does contempt, and with shame comes reproach. The words of the mouth are deep waters, but the foundation of wisdom is a rushing stream. It is not good to be partial to the wicked, and so deprive the innocent of justice. The lips of fools bring them strife, and their mouths invite a beating. The mouths of fools are their undoing, and their lips are a snare to their very lives. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. One who is slack in his work is a brother to one who destroys. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. I have to think about that one for a little bit. How many times do somebody be engaged in a discussion and then somebody else will butt in and say, well, will you let me finish my story first? You know, we seem to think we know the answer. I've seen these contestants, they're trying to beat the buzzer one time and you get some really embarrassing answers when you really hear the whole question then. The human spirit can endure in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out. A gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. In a lawsuit, the first to speak seems right until someone comes forward and cross-examines. Casting the lot settles disputes and keeps strong opponents apart. A brother wronged is more unyielding than a fortified city. Disputes are like the barred gates of a citadel. From the fruit of the mouth, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answer harshly. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Who is that friend? How about Jesus? One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. This morning, I have lost my bulletin.
I might take it. Is it?
I'm going to borrow yours.
Up the front seat. Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yours is right here.
Okay.
Or mine is right there.
I'm sorry. You forgive me, wait, please.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Our reading for today is actually from the book of Matthew. There's interesting points here. There's like two things in each of these parables that Jesus is talking about. Two emphases that we're going to talk about today. First would be the narrow and the wide gates. From Matthew 7 we read, "Enter through the narrow gates, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, that only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit. But a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone says to you, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.' And what kind of a house, and how it's our foundation for a house? Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine will put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. The crowds were amazed. There's nothing really amazing about it. It's just fantastic. When you talk about Jesus Christ, you should not be surprised at what he can do for us. The power of God that is in our grasp. But we have to be careful. There are two roads that we are going down. And which one are we going to pick? That is a struggle that many people, everybody on this planet, has to face. And I can tell you one thing. The big road, it's like the interstate. Four-lane traffic, you know, or two-lane, I guess, going both ways. You can just go, you go up really fast, and everything is all wide open. Then you come out here to these little country roads that are gravel. You drive them a little bit more slowly because they're a little bit more treacherous, a little bit more narrower. Which road would you rather prefer to drive down? The interstate or the gravel road? And most people, well, I'd rather drive down the interstate. And that's very true. But that's also life. Because you see, the interstate reflects society. We don't want to buck the system. We don't want to go. It's easier to join with all everybody else going down the interstate than it is to try to go down this yucky gravel road, this narrow road over here. And yet this road over here is the road to salvation. This over here is the road to damnation. As I said earlier in our readings for today, Jesus compares two types of things. You got two types of gates, the narrow gate and the wide gate. Two types of trees, one that produces good fruit and another one that produces bad fruit. And two houses built on two different foundations, one built on rock and one built on sand. The interesting thing about that third parable about where the house is built is that everybody hears the word of God. Then what do they do with it? It says they will hear the message. Some will build rocks or houses on rocks, and some will build it on sand. Some will take the wide road, some will take the narrow road. These two gates that we have that we're trying to go down in our life, it's one of these were actually part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And he's speaking to a large crowd. A lot of people are listening. And they are amazed. Like I said, you shouldn't really be amazed, because this is fact. Should not surprise you. The scripture should not surprise us. Jesus Christ should not surprise us. Because, as I said earlier, there's like 3,000 or 4,000 religions all around the world, but there is only one God that defeated death, that rose up out of the grave, defeated sin for us. And that every knee should bow at Jesus Christ. But it's too easy in our society for that big interstate for people to go down, because it's just easier. And that's sad. And even here, you look at some of the people in our reading for today, people will say, well, Jesus, we did these things in your name. Those are the type of people that Jesus warns, that those are the wolves dressed up in sheep's clothing. I have to think about that and make sure I'm using the right way on that. Get a little tricky. They are imitating Jesus Christ. They are not interested in your salvation. Many times they are interested in their pocketbook and what could be acquired for them. That's the wide gate. That is the gate we don't want to go down. So what really, though, is the difference between the narrow gate and the wide gate? Well, the narrow road is difficult and the wide road is easy. So I talked about the gravel road. I went down a gravel road yesterday. I was trying to go the speed limit. I had to slow up. I thought my car was going to go somewhere where it wasn't supposed to go. It was a nice gravel road. It looked pretty good. Looks are deceiving, though. So it's a different... The gravel road, life to Jesus Christ, is a difficult path, and it's not easy to go down. And sometimes you just have to slow up a little bit. And realize that, okay, I need to slow up, give God glory and praise and honor Him in my life today. Anyone who tells you that following Jesus Christ is easy, they're not telling you the truth. Right there is some bad fruit there right in front of you. What's really easy is going with the flow, following the crowd, doing what everybody else is doing. It's the path of least resistance, and it's so easy. Not a worry in the world. It's just like, this is fun. Yes, I'm going down this road. It's a battle. Constant battle in our lives. We have to face the devil who's trying to get at us, and Jesus Christ was trying to save us. We need Jesus Christ to save us, because I tell you what, we've all sinned. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. We are all struggling in life every day. When we get up, as soon as we get up in the morning, we're faced with challenges. As hard as it is to follow Jesus Christ, as difficult as it is, I can tell you one thing, the reward at the end will be great. I went to Columbia yesterday. They had their 125th, no, they had their Columbia Fest and the dedication of the ball field. So as I'm going down this gravel road, you know, it's kind of not a very good deal, narrow road. But at the end of the road, as I come into Columbia, I come into a town. Main Street is beautifully paved and everything is great and wonderful. The reward at the end was great. So it's kind of a neat analogy when you think about that. Yeah, you're going down this tough road, but when you get there, it'll be great. And that's the way it is going to be with us in our life as well. It's going to be challenging, but at the end, God will say, come into my kingdom. Another difference is that the narrow road is long, but the wide road is short. Traveling the wide road to destruction is not only easy, but it's very short. So short that you're already there. The Bible makes it clear that you and I already are dead in our sins. We're already dead in our sins. With everything we have done, we crucified our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. You know, the sad thing about it is if he came back today, I would guarantee we'd do the same thing again. Because Jesus would be stepping on everybody's toes and they wouldn't like it. And it's a sad deal. But he is our God. The shortest road in the world is the road to hell. The longest road, the most challenging road that we face is the road to heaven. But we have to make that choice. Everybody hears the message, but what are we doing with it? What kind of fruit are we producing as a child of God? Are we producing the good fruit? Or are we producing bad fruit? Those are questions that only each one of us can answer. Another one is the narrow road is disciplined, but the wide road is undisciplined. Nothing great is ever achieved without discipline. If you want to do something, you've got to have a plan, you've got to get everything all organized, and you have to stick to the plan and do it. Being undisciplined means you're lazy. If you sleep too much and work too little, guess what road you're probably on? If you feed your face more than you feed your spirits, which road are you probably on? The wide road is short and lazy and just full of gluttony and not a good place to be. Even though you might look, you come to the fork in the road and it's just like, wow, look at the trees over here. Oh, that looks so beautiful. That's gravel. It's narrow. I don't want to go down that road. This one's so much easier. That's the way society works. That's the way the devil works. He wants to make it as awesome as possible so he can lure you away from Jesus Christ. The narrow road is thoughtful and the wide road is thoughtless. It requires no thinking to go down there. It doesn't require any thinking. You just be empty-minded and just go down this road over here. To have yourself disciplined, go down the other road, that's more of a challenge, but it's something that we need to do. When we talk about the roads, and we also talk about the trees. This is kind of a warning. Jesus is warning the people about be careful of your choices that you make. The second warning communicated through the comparison of the two trees. He says, beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly ravenous wolves. You'll know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, and every bad tree bears bad fruit. One can't produce the other negative one. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. It just doesn't happen. It's not the way it is. Jesus talks about the false prophets and the wolves that appear in sheep's clothing out there trying to deceive us each and every day. Jesus describes these false prophets as bad people. We're not supposed to be hanging around people who are bad, people who are negative, people who are driving down, trying to pull you into this road over here. What happens? It's kind of like somebody towing your vehicle. And who's going to tow your vehicle? Somebody might come along and say, "Hey, I'll give you a tow." They'll take you a tow, and pretty soon they'll come to the fork in the road, and all of a sudden, here they go on to the big easy road, and you've just been led away. Didn't even realize it. Because you see, things happen so subtly. The devil is clever in doing that. He's not trying to put a big rock here in front of us. He's just trying to put a little pebble, and another little pebble, and another little pebble. What used to be bad on TV so many years ago is acceptable today. Amen. Should it be acceptable? No. But society has slowly changed everything around to make it like it's okay. This wide road is fantastic. Everybody is okay with it now. Nobody is speaking out about it. No. That's where we have to turn around, come back on, and get ourselves on the right path. This United States, the world, need to get on the right path to Jesus Christ. Failure to do so leads to eternal damnation, and people don't want to hear that type of message. They don't want to follow the difficult path because it's no fun. Jesus didn't come down here to make fun. He came down here to save us. And that's what we need to do is listen to his message and allow us to have good fruit. Therefore, it comes down to the foundation of which we are all resting upon. In his final warning in the passage, he communicates about the two houses, one built on rock and one built on sand. He warns us and challenges us in this chapter that it's up to us to exercise our free will and choose between life with him or a lie of destruction. I know it seems like for most of us, it's just like, well, we kind of know this message. We know we should be doing that. There's a lot of people out there that need to hear the message. And maybe are hearing the message, but they're not doing anything about it. And so when the storm comes and their houses are built on sand, it'll be so unfortunate. Jesus is saying that anyone who knows that there will be a coming of judgment of all mankind, but ignores his teaching, is choosing to live their life focused on their own selfish desires, acceptance of culture, foolish as a person, and who builds their house on sand. You'll notice in Jesus' parable, both builders were exposed to Jesus' teaching, but only one obeyed and heard. Life is a struggle for each one of us here today. We are faced, as we get older, we're faced with more challenges of the body, of the mind. If you keep praying to Jesus Christ throughout your entire life, as you get older, everything will be okay. It's kind of like one terminology I happen to hear about was muscle retention. Muscle memory. That's the word I'm looking for. Muscle memory. If you keep repeating it, the same action like in volleyball, when you're actually doing it, you're going to do it because you've got that memory. I was so fascinated that when I was preaching at the nursing home in Groton there for a while, all these people that were there, and a lot of them probably couldn't hardly talk much. But when it came to the Lord's Prayer, everybody recited it. I find that so, and that's memory. That's repetitiveness throughout our entire lives, not just when we're young, but throughout life. And we will remember that. And it's going to be all glory and honor. But we have to repent. We have to ask for forgiveness. And live one day at a time with Jesus Christ. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. I hope that as we leave here today and go into our daily lives, that we won't leave here with an empty mind, but with a mind full of glory, full of honor, full of praise. Thank you, God, for everything you have given us. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, because I tell you what, we're all guilty of it. But Jesus will continue to forgive. You know, I can't imagine how many times the Israelite nation turned their back on Jesus, on God. How many times? That's just mind-boggling. But did God ever give up on them? No. Likewise, he will not give up on us. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. Let's build our houses on rocks. Let us produce good fruit. And no matter what anybody says, that narrow path will lead us to eternal life. Amen.
Just give me the strength.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.